fun to improve our tempo. We're sticking with the no huddle. So in spring practice, we kind of got slowed down a little bit just because the defense was changing, and we wanted to go a little bit slower. So coming right out of that, we wanted to get together as an offense and really work on tempo and get back to going fast but under control. So we did that for, the first 5 or 6 weeks of summer. And then towards the later phases of the summer, we really worked more individual with the QBs and wide receivers and running backs, really working on timing of routes, working on 3 to 4 routes a day, both sides, throwing them multiple times, coming out. I know when Tandon and Terrence and Demar, I know when they're going to come out of their breaks, like the back of my hand. So I think that's something that was really good this summer, getting to throw to those guys. And had I think 81 or 82 guys at our last workout this summer. So I mean, that's about 20 under that we're bringing to camp. That's not counting the freshmen. So it's that was exciting, and we're ready, and we have worked hard and ready to go. So
how much did that change this summer when you already have that good of a connection with your wideouts, like you said? I mean, you've been dealing with these guys for how many years already?
Yeah.
What is that? How much does that help?
Man, it just, I think it just breeds confidence. As a quarterback, when I can throw out to the field and I know right where Tandon's going to come out, and I can just throw it to a spot before he even comes out of his break, and that makes all the difference in the world. It's that split second. When you're playing the Big Ten, that split second makes a huge difference. So, when you know a guy's going to come out of his break, you know right where he's going to be, you just let it fly and know he's going to be there. So I think that's it's huge for us, and but we've worked at it. A lot of people, we could have came off last season and said, "Oh, we got everyone back. We don't have to do much." But we really worked this summer and continue to work on that timing and really knowing them catching my balls and me knowing where they're going to come out of their break. So that was definitely positive.
How much more confident are you then this year?
I think with some of the games we went through last year, the experiences we went through, playing at Iowa, playing at Penn State, being in those games, I think that kind of breeds confidence. And I think coming off, the offense has, we got a lot of guys back, so we got some experience. But we know every game's going to be a battle, so that's for sure. When you play in this league, you're going to be tested every game. So, but we're excited.
Coach has said a lot. He's brought it back up a few times the past couple of days, talking about how 12 plays away from having a really special season. I guess you mentioned some of them. You kind of talked about that to some degree. But I mean, could you guys rattle off the 12 plays he's talking about?
Yeah, I could probably rattle them off. But yeah, Coach says 12. I say 10 to 15.
Right.
But there's definitely. Definitely, you can look back and see some certain plays that in three to four games that could be, the outcome could be changed if we make those plays. So, I mean, that's something you look back in the off season. We're getting ready for next year now. That's something you kind of keep in the back of your mind. But you can't be thinking about that every Saturday, knowing, oh, we gotta make this play, we gotta make that play, because if you do that, you're just gonna cripple up and not do anything. So we gotta go out there and play loose and play like we know how to play, but know in the back of the mind that this is an important situation. Let's step up and make a play. So, but that's what we're looking to do. But there were some plays last year you could look back on. So.
What value does that have in the sense of like off-season training? Obviously, once you get to an actual game, you don't want to be thinking about 4th and goal against Northwestern or whatever last year. But I guess when you're working out and thinking about, do you want to keep those in your head, man? Like if you go up this next set of steps or whatever, you'll have a better chance of making that play. I mean, what kind of value does it have when you're just talking about off-season work?
No question. It has huge value. It has huge value when you're watching film. It has huge value when you're working out as motivation.
Right.
I mean, when you're watching film and against Northwestern, we didn't convert on 2 fourth downs. One was, 4th and goal, like you said. One was 4th and 5.
Right.
And, let's watch this on film and see, what's Northwestern going to play in this situation. You know, watch the other games, see what they played in that specific situation, and, you know, do that for other situations. What's this team going to play in third and goal from the 10-yard line? And, you know, we had the situation last year, and, you know, some of the times we didn't come up with the plays. So you know that, you know, when you're watching that kind of stuff, you know what to look for, because you know what kind of situations you're going to be in to win games. So.